Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Le'ilu Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim ben Harav Chaim Yitzchok and Oren ben Moshe, and Le'ilu Nishmas Gitel Bas Harav Eliezer Monoyach. We just, 2 days ago, celebrated what was a very special Yontif, certainly in days of old, in the times of the Beis HaMikdosh, and that was Tu B'Av, known as a special Yontif dedicated to the Inyan, the concept, the benefit, the opportunities for Shiduchim. And I thought that since in the world today everyone is familiar with what's being referred to as the Shidduch crisis, whatever exactly that means, it might be appropriate to explore a little bit the issue of bitochen, specifically in relationship to shiduchim. And as in everything else in life, bitochen can make all the difference. Shiduchim, of course, we know that we do have to do hishtadlus. We don't believe that we're on the level that if we'll just sit and wait and then the basherta will come knocking at the door. Some level of ishtadlus we certainly should be expected to perform. But what happens with shiduchim is sometimes the ishtadlus gets very frustrating. You know, when you see ishtadlus and doesn't happen yet. You're building a business, let's say, for example. So, you know, okay, we're building the business. It's a process. It takes a while. It takes a year. It takes two. It takes three. It could take five. I see little steps of progress. I made a little bit of money. I made a little bit of more. Maybe I went down a little bit. But basically, something is happening. Shiduchim, one dates, and then doesn't work out. And that's it. It's over, right back where I started from. And then another one, and then another one, and then another one. And many people can cite, strong numbers of shiduchim that they went through, and nothing happened. And therefore, the ishtadlus is very tedious and very frustrating because it has so many clear-cut dead ends. And those dead ends can really depress us. And of course, the inyan of bitochen is despite the dead ends, and sometimes even because of the dead ends, I rise to new levels of trust in Hashem. Because when I think it's going to go 1, 2, 3, chick-chock, that's it, you go out, you get married, so I'm not even so engaged in focusing on Hashem because it just happens simply. It's a simple thing. You go, you meet the girl, and finished. But no, it doesn't work that way. And the frustration sometimes has the potential to bring me, oh, yeah, I really need the Rabbeinu Shalalem. Al Piderech HaTeva, this seems much harder than I anticipated. Hishtadlus here seems not to do it. In fact, each time that a shidduch doesn't go, I recognize how impotent hishtadlus is. So memela, I need more the Rabbeinu Shalalem. That's true. But on the other hand, the frustration downs that. The frustration douses that with doubt and with question and with frustration and almost sometimes yush. Because again and again and again and again and again and again and again, and I'm getting older and older and older, and nothing seems to work. And it becomes so, so depressing. And I think there's an interesting twist almost that might be able to be helpful over here. What happens when it doesn't seem to go? What am I thinking? Am I thinking that Hashem doesn't get involved, doesn't do chesed, doesn't have rachamim, and even though I'm trying to rely on him, he's not coming through? Or am I starting to think that it's too difficult? For me, the right one, I want this, and I want that, and I want the other thing, and there's so many things that I want, and it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. It's not going to happen for me. It can't happen for me. Look, this one and that one, these were good, and this seemed to have everything, and this seemed to have... And sometimes a person gets disillusioned to the extent that we could, chalila, think not only which is bad enough, that the Chesed Hashem is not going to express itself in the Shiduchim, but maybe it's taka too difficult. Now, of course, we can't say those words. Nothing is too difficult for Hashem. But there is a certain level where we start to think that. And it's interesting because there's a Ralbag. He talks about the Maisa with the Meraglim. And he says, you see from the Meraglim how important Bitochon Bashem is. Because they didn't have that Bitochon, and they wanted to go in and see Eretz Yisrael, and they wouldn't trust. And because of all that, a terrible churban happened. They had to stay 40 more years in the Midbar. So you see how important Bitochon is. And then he says, at the very end, in explaining how important Bitochon is, he says, they should have learned from all the Nisim that Ein Matzul Hashem, or he says, Ein Yad Hashem Tiktzor. Hashem is not limited. Nothing limits Hashem. And it's very strange, because the reference that he makes is to a lack of emuna, not Bitochon. Ein Yad Hashem Tiktzor means there's nothing Hashem can't do. In other words, their chisorin was that they on some level were thinking, oh, this one is too hard for Hashem. So it seems that a person can have Bitochon, and Bitochon is extremely important, and the Bitochon will be affected negatively by this introduction of a fleeting thought. Maybe this is too difficult. Maybe to go in and fight Eretz Yisrael with the obstacles that exist there, maybe that one is too much for him, even though it says it's a chesaron and bitochon, which means they weren't even taken to task for that. But sometimes this gets in and interferes and sends the bitochon going south. And it's a very important thing to keep in mind. And therefore, when we are engaged in the process of shiduchim, involved in the process of shiduchim, and we're trying to strengthen our bitochon, and we think about all the chesed that Hashem has done for me until now at this point in my life, and we think about all the rachmonis that Hashem has on me, and we think about all of the wonderful things in the chasodim and ashkocha protis that He's done for me and my family and for all of Klal Yisrael, and we think of how many simchas there taka are, and we see that we know that Hashem is the mezavik zivugim, and we know that Chazal say that that's what He works on during the day, whatever that means, but He's taking care of it Himself. So that has to give me the strength to trust that there's going to be, it's going to work. But I also have to strengthen my emuna. I also have to realize that. What, because you want everything, that means Hashem can't do it. Hashem can do anything. Hashem can make, even though in Yiddish there's a saying about Shiduchim, it says, Als ba'enem nishto ba'kenem. Everything by one doesn't exist by anyone. But there's nothing Hashem can't do. What are you getting worried about? He can make the perfect person. He can make me think the person is perfect when they're not. He can make me decide that I don't need the perfect person. He can do anything. And there's nothing interfering with Him. And it seems that we have to strengthen our emunah constantly as we're involved in this frustrating process of shiduchim and trying to strengthen the trust in Hashem that He will in fact help us, that He will in fact make us worth, that we will in fact be zeicha. We also have to constantly revisit that emunah, because sometimes psychologically we become so frustrated by the difficulty and the challenge and the negativity of the process that we even begin to think on some level, maybe subconsciously, maybe we wouldn't verbalize it, we don't even bring it to the conscious level, but on some level that, oh, maybe this one is too difficult. Maybe this is not going to happen. Maybe this is beyond. It seems for me it's just not working. It's not workable. I'm too complex. I'm too demanding. I'm too particular. I'm too neurotic. I'm too, I don't know what. That's one thing to keep in mind. But the other thing that we have to keep in mind also is yush is the worst emotion. Yush, when a person gives up hope, then it's all over. It's all over. Giving up hope undermines the bitochon. Giving up hope is throwing in the towel. Giving up hope is saying, you know, I have to just forget about it. And that happens. And Chazal tell us, afilu cheref chodomu nachal tzavor shalodom al yimna atzmei min harachamim. And it's a very interesting lesson. Even if a sword is sitting on the back of his neck, and the executor is ready to slice it, it says Don't hold yourself back from rachamim. And what is this al yimnes atzmen rachamim? One lotion is al yisya'ish min rachamim, but the other lotion is al yimna. Don't hold yourself back. I think the pshat is that sometimes we hold ourselves back. It seems so unlikely. It seems like the sword is at the back of our neck. It seems it's just not happening. And we pull the towel. We pull the plug. We say, no, okay, forget it. That's it. That yimna min rachamim can make all the difference in the world. How many times in life, just at the moment that we're ready to give up, is the moment when the Yeshua happens? In fact, that's the pshat, Yeshua Hashem Kerafayin. Hashem, the Yeshua comes like the blink of an eye. Someone once asked me, I've mentioned this before, why does he have to blink the last minute? There it is. If he didn't blink the last minute, you wouldn't know that it's him blinking. Oh, everything's fine. I do good. Shiduchim, business. Everything is working wonderful. No. When it seems so dire, when it seems so dismal, when it seems so desperate, and then he blinks, then I know. Yeshua Hashem, Kerafayin. It's the Yeshua Hashem. It's not teva. It's not accident. It's not just happening. It's Menashemayim. And we have to be very, very careful. We cannot give up. I know that there's a lot of talk about people resigning and making a life for themselves. And well, you know, I don't know if that's a contradiction either. It calls man that it's not working. We have to go on. We have to do. And the Avodas Hashem has to be the same. And we have to be learning. And we have to be davening. We have to be doing mitzvahs. That's all true. But we have to have bitachon. We should not give up hope, because throwing in the towel can be the end of the game, the end of the match. That's what could happen. And we have to be so careful about that. So we have to be mechazik the bitochen, review psukei bitochen, review songs of bitochen, review all of the chasodim that Hashem has done for us, and see so many chasodim that He's done for everyone. Ad adheinu azarunu rachamecho, until now we only did with chesed and rachamim, and therefore He'll continue to do chesed and rachamim, and not to allow ourselves to give up, and at the same time not to think cholila, or even to, or let us be suspicious that subconsciously we might be thinking that, oh, maybe I'm too difficult for him. Maybe I'm too much, I'm too particular. I'm too difficult to satisfy. Maybe I'll never be satisfied. Maybe it's beyond, you know, Bechira too, like Hashem doesn't. No, there's nothing beyond what Hashem can do. Hashem can make anything happen and anything work. And I have to strengthen and refocus that emunah. And when I take that emunah that nothing is beyond the pale of what Hashem can do, and when I connect that with the bitochen of the Shem's chesed and rachamim that He's done for me constantly in my life and everything else to this point, then I can find the strength to believe that He can do anything, and to feel the confidence that, yes, in fact, He will answer my tefillahs, He will help me, and I too will be zeicher to find the right shidduch, the appropriate one, the best one for me, and as they say in the vernacular, and bez Hashem, and live happily ever after.